Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Hey, Sunday! I was going to say September. It's October 28th. Sunday. We're back with another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. They call me Dogfather. Off to my left, welcome back. We missed you there, Joe Frazier. Love Pit Rescue. Really good to have you back with us. This off the leash episode. And to my right, Diane Lynn, hardest working person in social media. Welcome back, you guys. We're off the leash tonight, and you know what that means.
All right.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Anything and everything football related. This is a call-in show, and tonight I'm gonna let Diane tell you what we got for you if you call in. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. We're gonna play some trivia tonight. Some Pitbull trivia. Actually, let's be more specific, because I'm going to tell you, we're going to be American Pitbull Terrier trivia.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with that. And Diane, you have arranged for this to get our callers in here to play along with us on trivia. Mm-hmm. What do we have for the winner tonight?
It's a T-shirt, and it's black with white writing, and on the front it says the Pitbull Advocate, and then on the back it says We Love Pitbulls.
There you go. So
that's a pretty nice looking shirt.
Win yourself a shirt. Come and play some trivia with us. This is fun. We've done this before, but we want to get you involved again. Give us a call. Join in our conversation. Hang out with us for a little bit. 929-477-2860. We're going to let you know. We've got some really cool guests coming up. Some of them are going to be a little, they're a little intense, I guess, Diane, because you've been doing the booking for all this.
Yeah.
This could be just pretty intense show. It's not necessarily strictly a pit bull show, but what's important is that there's some stuff going on. Jeff Dowdy? Just real quick, so we can get a refresher on that one.
Oh, we got Jeremy Boss.
Jeremy Boss, and that was with.
Yeah. He's with the Dowdy Ferry.
The Dowdy Ferry, yeah. We'll get that up on the page. We spoke quite a bit with Jeremy there a while back. I want to talk to Joe because I know. We missed you on the show, and as we were just talking about, it's like, oh my God, we can't do this without you. And I understand you've been really busy. I mean, we talk about, how crazy an individual has to be to put themselves in the position of, I'm going to rescue dogs. And just the work that you go through, I try and keep up with what's going on with you, getting everything situated. But lately, you've been really busy.
We have.
With things going on there. So what are some of the things that you've been involved in? And first I heard Cricket back there. Hi, Cricket. How's our favorite girl doing?
She's doing good.
There
you
go. I hear it back there. Yeah. So you what kind of thing? What have you been up to out there at Love Pit, Joe?
Well, we had a couple applications come in to our dogs that we've been busy processing. One of them was for Jetson, the stray that was brought to us a few months back. When Jetson came in, he had a growth back on his testicles that looked like a large skin tag, and has since then pulled up into a ball like formation. So we were pretty concerned about it being cancerous, and the doctor paid for it to be examined and everything so we can move forward.
Awesome.
It turned out it was cancerous, but it is in the skin level. So the vet wanted to do what they call a scrotum appellation on them. And basically they removed the bag that's been formed also and up partially on the shank, and it just removed the possibility of any of the cancerous cells being left behind. And so we had a real nice lady out in Hillsborough that when I put up my ad for my laptop to come up with the money for the operation, she says, "I don't want your computer, but I'll donate my care credit line to you guys to get the surgery done." So Jess's surgery's been totally paid for. He's out and healing. His home has been totally approved other than the last home check, which we'll do when we take him over for adoption, contract, signature, etc. So he gets to go home. Two of the dogs that we've been working on trying to make a space for here found homes before Jetson got cleared to go out, so that's changed. We haven't heard anybody from the following setup for the adoption for the second dog, so we've just accepted that fell through. But between that and the vehicle problems that's been going on here and being sick on and off and everything, it has just been nuts.
Yeah. But see, that's what it's all about, advocates. Seriously, hats off to you, Joe, because I don't know how you and Tam do it. And also, Tam, happy birthday, Tam. Are you back there?
He's not in here currently. I'll let her know you guys said hi. Happy birthday, though.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, and I know we talked, happy belated birthday to you. And one thing I didn't know was that, it's like, until I'm going, hey, Joe's birthday falls on National Pitbull Awareness Day.
It does this year. Typically, I've found it to land more on Tam's more than mine, and once in a while it'll land on the 28th.
Wait. Okay. Diane, we had this conversation last week. Was it the 25th or is it the 27th? And then I saw National People Awareness Day says it's on the 27th.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, but I don't know where in my head that I just did not grasp the fact that it changed yearly. It's the
last Saturday.
The last Saturday of the month.
The last Saturday of the month?
Yeah.
What,
yep.
What is this thing? It's like Thanksgiving. I can't even keep that. I just know it's on. I just know. What is it on? Is it on a Thursday? Am I right there? All right. I thought it was one day or the other, but you know, how cool is that? Both you and Tam get to share that Pitbull Awareness Day. You know, we talk about, you know, Diane being the hardest person in social media, but just like, you guys, you know, the people that run the rescues, really, you don't get a day off. You don't get a day off.
We don't. We typically take the Pitbull Awareness Day and go to the Portland Pitbull Parade for that. This year, I had to leave on Tam's birthday to go to Seattle and work the big gig that I work up there and come back early on my birthday. And I just did not get up in time to make it this year. It totally flopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, everybody out there doing your bully walks, keep it up, you know. I try to keep up with what's going on with Scrap, my old group, Sonoma County residents, responsible about pit bulls, and I know they were doing some of their walks, but I really don't know how active they are anymore. Kind of curious as to what's going on, but everybody out there that's just, you know, doing what you do for these dogs, you know, don't stop, never give in, never give up. Give us a call. We got a T-shirt. How could we get something out there, Diane, real quick, to get somebody to give us a call or win a T-shirt? 929-477-2860. Mm-hmm. Diane's lined up some really nice pit bull advocate T-shirts to give away for this.
Yes.
So
call in.
Come on.
Call in, and we've got some questions.
Right. Hey, I'm going to go to the Stand Up for Pits Foundation. Everybody knows Stand Up for Pits, right? Right?
Yes.
Rebecca
right.
Corey, and running around the country doing all the all these comedy events and so on. I'm trying to pull that up right now. What's going on? There we go. But I can't even find there. I can't find the schedule right now. But anyway, hey, if you want to laugh and have a good time, standupforpits.us. Go in there. We'll find their events here coming up with their shows. I had that here at some point, and I'm just totally losing it right now. But standupforpits.us. Go in there. They've had sold out shows. They've had, you know, shows that are packed house, and it's really all about the pit bulls.
I got them pulled
for this show. Yeah. See if you can't find those upcoming dates, Diane. That would be
November 25th and December 2nd.
November 25th, and that is where?
Sunday at 4 p.m., Spokane Comedy Club, Spokane, Washington.
Mm.
And
there
the
you
other
go.
One is December 2nd, which is a Sunday at 4 p.m., also the same place.
Sunday at 4 p.m. We might have a little competition.
Yeah.
But, hey, check them out. I'm really waiting for them to come here to the Phoenix area, because I'd love to check that out. It'd be great to check that out and support that cause. All about the pit bulls. But, hey, we're still waiting. I'm not going to throw this trivia out to you guys just yet. I'm not going to do the whole thing here. But let's play for a little bit. I'm going to throw a couple questions out to both Joe and to you, Diane. And I'm going to give you two questions, and then you're going to answer them. Question one for both of y'all. An American Pit Bull Terrier has more jaw pressure than a Rottweiler. True or false?
False.
See, Diane, you're saying, no, I don't know. I don't know.
I know that one.
right. No. And here's another one. Come on, advocates, because this is going to be easy, because I'm going to ask you these same two questions here, and you've already got the answers to it. And I know both Joe, Diane, and advocates, you already know the answer to this. The pit bull is not a breed. The pit bull is not a breed. True or false?
True.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. And that's the thing. It's like we talked about getting some experts online as far as people, you know, with a lot of knowledge of breed history and so on, and focus, you know, on the American Pit Bull Terrier and related breeds. Because there's a lot of evenness, you know, people that have had pitbulls for a long time may or may not know a lot of these things. We wouldn't do the show to tell somebody, you know, to try and knock anybody down for, because I can't tell you, and Joe, I know you hear it, and Diane, you probably hear it. Oh, I've got a pit bull. He's a purebred red nose. And
yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the extent of it. And I don't want to knock anybody for it, because
yeah.
I mean, ignorance is not to say in a bad thing. It's just kind of a need to know. I don't think we should expect everybody to know everything historically.
I had that going in my group last week. Someone had brought that up, and boy, some people just ran with it, you know.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Some of the people I talk to online, they just swear that red nose and blue nose is a breed and not just a color anomaly that happened that we bred for. You know, they're still American Pit Bull Terriers. It doesn't matter black nose, red nose, blue nose, you know.
Right.
It's just a color anomaly.
It's
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing we can do is certainly go hang on. And the thing about social media is just like, we're going to say people to somebody online that we're not going to say to their face. Because when you come across it online, it's real easy to just kind of go, oh, and reply, as opposed to a person tells you, oh, I've got a purebred red nose and whatever. And then you're in a position, do I correct this? How do I reply when it's just so easy on social media to just go, blah, 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 blah. And you put it out there, you know. And that's the thing. We'll say things to people that we wouldn't say to their face. So I think as advocates, we need to, you know, keep that in mind and just encourage people to really make yourselves aware. I mean, that's the one thing I did when I first got Bean, my girl, you know, my catalyst, you know, I made it a point of going out there and trying to learn everything that I possibly could about her, who she was and her history and everything. It's fucking amazing, advocates. Too much on the dog fighting aspects. These dogs were vermin hunters. Yes, they were used in hunting. They were also herding and guarding livestock, freighting, hauling freight and stuff on the docks of, you know, shipments.
Large game hunting.
America's earliest working dog. You know, it's amazing, advocates. Look it up. We could do 2-hour-long shows on the history of these dogs, because they're so diverse. I mean, just look at the builds of the three that I've got. You know, and they're all, with the exception of Shavaya being American Staffordshire Terrier. Now, here's another trivia question for you guys. I'm going to throw it at you real quick. Speaking of which, Shiva was, you know, when I adopted him, I was told he was American Staffordshire Terrier. Now, here's another trivia question I'm going to throw you guys real quick before I continue. The American Pit Bull Terrier and the American Staffordshire Terrier are different breeds. True or false?
True.
False.
Yeah. I was leaning towards false, but I didn't say it. I don't know. What is it?
False.
Is it false?
Right. It is false.
I have
it
to
is
think
false
about that one.
American Staffordshire Terriers are registered with the AKC. The American Pit Bull Terriers are registered with the UKC. So you're going to find the diversity between these there. But
the site that I had gone to when I started educating myself with Dosha was explained that the American Staffordshire Terrier, basically, they brought the base over to us, and we did some changes, and they liked what we did and followed as closely as possible with their breed, so there was only a couple different lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I don't know on that one. I always assumed that, you know, that was pretty accurate because I'd seen it in more than one spot.
You know, I would give somebody, if that came up in the trivia, I would give somebody the 50-50 on that. Because,
I had to think, I know it was leaning towards false, but I had to go over it again.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but,
yeah, because basically they're the same dogs, but, you know, I mean, to look at them up close, you would not know from what I was told by some other people as I got further into it, some slight differences that I could feel for in the dogs, but it wasn't, viewable. So, again, I don't know.
Well, there are American Pit Bull Terriers that will have a dual registry, as also as American Staffordshire. The American Pit Bull Terrier is recognized only by the UKC. The AKC will recognize the American Pit Bull Terrier. But they also recognize the American Staffordshire Terrier, which is probably why they were bred, so they may have kind of gotten some. This is another hot button topic, guys, both you guys and advocates, with actually having a breeder on the show. We're gonna really do some digging on this. We get a breeder of an American Staffordshire and the American Pit Bull Terrier. If we get them both on the show and we can talk about, you know, what these differences are, registration and stuff like that, I think it could be informative to all of us. But like I'm saying, I'm just not going to pick any, you know, backyard breeder off of Facebook.
Right.
You know.
Right.
People say, you should stop breeding. But we love these dogs, and there has to be somebody who does it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
There has to be somebody that does it right. It's just these, we see it, looking for a stud for my blue female and my purebred red nose. It's just like, you know, and that's the kind of people we don't want to deal with right there. But I think to get someone who's been in it, generations, you know.
Why do I have a feeling that this is going to be my job into the new year? Find those two people, Diane, and bring them on.
Yeah, well, that's why we call you. I mean, it's like, I don't know how you find time for this show. You know, because you're out there on social media, promoting this show, and you've got X amount of pages out there, doing all this crazy animal pit bull advocacy stuff, this is part of the whole media thing going on now, you know? So.
Yeah.
Speaking of media, I mean, we talked about this, and Joe, I want your input on this too. And I've been thinking about this, and with all, current events and political, stuff aside, and I was kind of, a follower or kind of a believer in the whole, as an advocate, and especially being as a green advocate when I first got Bean, damn near 15 fucking years ago. And the big thing was the media. The media. Blame the media. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? It's the media. And I kind of overlooked the fact that there was a catalyst to that news story, and that news story was an owner that was either unaware of certain behaviors and characteristics going on within their dog, kind of let their dog run free and do whatever, or encourage said behaviors. And I just kind of, and then it reminds me of the blame the deed, not the breed.
Yeah.
You know, and how that plays into how the media portrays us because of an individual. And yeah, the media, they've got their thing in it. They've got a story to tell, but I think a lot of people forget about somebody fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and the flip side
to this story
to
light.
And the flip side of that is not only is a lot of times what is reported as a quote-unquote pit bull attack, 9 times out of 10 turns out to be a mix, or maybe even not pit bull at all. You know, it has a divided, bulky forehead.
Right.
So what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Then, you know, mm-hmm. you start searching your smaller local newspapers and stuff and things like that, and you start finding stories of, you know, pit bull pulls his paraplegic owner out of a house fire, you know. Pit bull takes a snake bite for their owners. Okay, so where's all these stories that aren't being reported? Why are you only focusing on the negative? So that note, you know, media is to blame also, but it's a full circle. There's more than just one person to blame here.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I brought that up as just, you know, I thought it was an interesting topic because of just trying to, it almost takes our focus away from what really happened.
Well, then you get into some of these small towns and stuff, and you get into where they take BSL a step further. They call it a pit bull. What do they call it? A pit bull lookalike, or a pit bull, what it looks like. They go by what it looks like. You know what I mean? And they don't know.
Right. The breed ban goes by not what the breed is registered by, but because it looks like a bully breed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How many of our have died because of that stupid law?
Yeah,
and Denver is very guilty.
I've got a friend of mine who's got a – I've got a friend who had a cattle dog, Labrador mix. And when I saw him, I thought, with just the shape of his head, that he might have had a little pit bull in him. And that's me being a bias.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy that wants to see pit bull and everything because I think – you know, pit bull is just a beautiful thing, but, you know, I want to see it in everything, you know. But he says, no, that's the Labrador. And I look at it again, and I realize what a Labrador, you know, the characteristics of, they've got quite a blocky head. And Joe, that's some really rocky territory because none of us know. You know,
when I first went down,
fuck the
90s.
We're going into overtime. Go ahead, Jeff.
When I first got Dosha, I'd had her about 2 years, and I took her over to the coast, and I met a couple up there, and we got talking and everything. And to look at them, I would have swore their female was the same exact breed as Dosha. I would have swore she was American Staffordshire Terrier through and through, and she was Norwegian Ridgeback and Labrador mix.
Wow. Yeah. You know, that reminds me when I had Bean. Joe, you know Bean, and I don't know, Diane, if you've seen any pictures of her. Just a sleek, just magnificent, sleek 45-pound American Pit Bull Terrier, which is what I refer to her as. And then I met a guy I was paying a utility bill, and I had her with me. And this guy had a black and white girl. The same exact build. I mean, you, if it weren't for color, everything is about, and she was an English Staffordshire Terrier. 10 seconds. We're going into overtime, advocates. And this has been a really fun show. I really like being able to, this freedom for just the three of us to just overtime and you know, get into some of these things because it's really fun. I don't think we're getting more calls, so Diane, I don't think we're giving that T-shirt away tonight.
I don't think so. But, I think I'm going to have to spend a week pushing it for him and showing it to him and saying, nah, look what I got. And you too can have it if you just pick the phone up and call.
There you go. Just say, you know what? I could make you earn that T-shirt right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you three questions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
American Pit Bull Terriers are considered to be a large breed dog. True or false?
False.
There you go. American Pit Bull Terriers cannot be in a home with other animals and cannot be trusted with children. True or false?
False.
And there's absolutely no reason whatsoever to socialize an American Pit Bull Terrier from a very early age with other animals, people of all kinds and ages. Why would you do that?
I know.
Not important. True or false?
False.
You've earned your T-shirt.
Yes. I still want to give it away.
You're
going to
give it
away.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do it.
I collect pit bull T-shirts. I'll take it.
There you go. All right. Now, let me ask you, Joe, did you get all those answers correct?
Yes.
Send Joe the T-shirt.
Okay.
This man works hard for it. I would send that T-shirt to Joe.
I think he definitely,
most definitely. Diane, who do we have on next week, next Sunday? Who's coming on with us next Sunday?
Next Sunday.
That'll be the 4th.
Jeremy Boss.
Jeremy with the Doughty Ferry. This is, in short, Advocates, a very sensitive show. Doughty Ferry is a dumping ground for dogs. This is where people think that they can just dispose of their animals, and my understanding is quite a few of them are of the pit bull type dog. The fact that people are actually doing this is disturbing. It's going to be very could be an emotional show for some people, but I think we got, because this shit happens. It's going on, Advocates.
Yeah. You got to know why you can't be blind. You've got to see what's going on.
Yeah. You know, I've seen people complain about all the visuals on social media. I said, going to give you some advice. You don't want to see it. There's a wheel on your mouse now. Everybody's got one where you just scroll down and keep going. And if you're on your phone, swipe up. But it's out there and you might not want to see it, but maybe something you can do about it. Maybe there's something. Maybe you can't. It's just unavoidable part of being an advocate, you know.
Yeah.
There's some great things going on out there. There really are, you know. You know, there's some really great programs Debbie Dahmer, Pitbull Debbie at Pause Across, Voices Carry. I was thinking of Pause Cause Radio and then Pause Across America Advocacy. Next November 2nd, that would be November
4th.
7?
The next show.
4th? November.
The next.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking to Debbie Dahmer has invited me on too. I think I'm going to say it's
the
first.
Oh, okay. The first is a Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be hanging out with Debbie at the Voices Carry for Animals. You can find them at Blog Talk Radio. Blogtalkradio.com.
I tune into her every week.
Voices Carry for Animals. Yeah, tune in. Call in, you guys, and join the fun. It'll be fun. We could all joke. Thursday, I think she was on. It would be 3 o'clock our time, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Joe, we'll have to think about, like, a really hard question of, like, to ask him.
Yeah.
So I call in and say, yes, we have a question for Dogfather.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It's really appreciate them over at Voices Care for Animals, Debbie, and Paws Across Radio.
Yeah.
And now that we're on the Paws Across America for Advocacy. And speaking of which, Diane, real quick, we've got time. Diane's been in touch with the Dodo, and the Dodo is doing their little version of Pity Nation. And they expressed interest in kind of promoting themselves on the Pitbull Advocate. And I thought that was great just because here we are, you know, we get a little 30-minute show and Log Talk Radio, and here's the Dodo, which is, you know, one of the big animal advocacy places on the web that goes, hey, you know.
Yeah, they're very well known.
Yeah, it'd be
I'm really pumped up. I'll be talking to them this week.
Yeah, because they do a lot of stuff. It's just like, you know, and they want to dive into the pit bull world and whatever we can do to support them by all means, because, you know, it's important that, you know, we need all the help we can get, and you get somebody like that who's really I don't know who lit the fire into their butts or the bug in their ear on that, but, you know, right on. It's about time, huh?
Yep.
Well, we're still in overtime. I mean,
we're
you
still
guys.
In overtime.
Well,
a
overtime.
Couple of the other shows. Yeah, the other shows in December. I'm looking forward to the American Pit Bull Foundation. We're going to have them on the 2nd.
Yeah.
Dogs Deserve Better. We're going to have them on. So those are some interesting shows coming up.
Yeah. You've been just like rocking them, and they've all just every show evolves, you know. And you guys are Joe. It's again, man. Great to have you back, because it's not the same. We know you're busy, but it's not the same having your voice. So hopefully next Sunday you're going to be with us, man.
That's the game plan.
And I'll be getting back to you, Joe, for your address and everything. For not only that shirt, but one from the We Love Pitbulls. Also, I have one for that. You could have you like that.
Okay.
So you have two T-shirts.
Yeah.
Cool.
Trying to get Dog Mother more involved in this. It's not always possible, but you know we've got the chat room down there. And I, you know, Joe, I don't know if you've been trying, you've figured it out. I certainly haven't figured it out, but, the queen
I've got it to come up on my laptop,
here.
But nobody's been using it.
Okay. Let's try and promote that a little bit. You know, it's all part of the show. I'm just, you know, really happy with the way that we're all kind of jiving here with the program. We got a new year coming up. Try to work on possibilities of getting ourselves that hour show, which also gives us an earlier time slot, which hopefully, Joe, that works in your favor as well. But it really frees us up to do a show that any time that we really want to do a show. So figure that out in the new year coming up. But it's just really good to have it back after being away for so long, really.
Yeah.
Because it's important to me. I know it's important to you guys that we get out there and we express ourselves and get people involved in just get out there and do their thing. So with that, Joe, have you got any closing words you want to give us before we roll on out of here?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Diane, how about you? Any closing words for the advocates tonight?
No.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to help support, back off some of our vet bills so we can continue to help more dogs, they can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/loveapitrescue, and donate to our fundraiser.
Definitely do it.
Yeah.
Definitely do it,
yeah,
advocates, because you know, can't do without you guys, and Joe, we can't do without you. So, whatever you advocates can do to help out, Joe, why don't you give that information out there one more time?
Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/loveapitrescue. And you can also find our website, which is https://loveapitrescue.com. And we are linked to our Facebook page from there.